Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. Welcome to Minnesota Reads. Our book this morning is called Plant a Pocket of Prairie. It's a kid's book, but it's a book for anyone. It's fascinating, and it's illustrated by the Northland's Betsy Bowen. Author Phyllis Root joins us on the phone this morning to talk more about it. Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And thank you for your kind words about the book and for having me on air.
Now, tell us a little bit about the prairie. I've got family in the western part of the state and lived in North Dakota, so I know that a good chunk of the prairie is out in those areas. But as you look at the map, we've got prairie pretty close to us here in the Northland.
We do. There's the three main ecosystems that come together in Minnesota, the boreal forest and the hardwood forest and the prairie. And prairie scattered all over, but most of it has disappeared in terms of native prairie. It's disappeared to farmlands because the soil's so rich. But there are places left where you can still go and see the prairie as it once was.
And as we talk about native prairie, we're looking at the time frame between about 1847 and about 1908. And that's when, of course, a lot of immigrants came to Minnesota and said, wow, this is rockin' farmland.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Tell us a little bit. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, the prairie, native prairie, the places that I've been to, the things grow so densely there that, you know, you have that thick, thick sod that people made houses out of. It's such a community. It's so dense, so thick that you can hardly have something come into the prairie and take root there unless you open up the ground.
Now, we spend a lot of time talking about the importance of native plants in our area here in the Northland, and yet your book suggests that you plant maybe just a pocket, maybe just a little bit of prairie, for example. Tell us what the advantage of that might be. The book certainly makes it look like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I have, I live in the city. I have a little backyard, but I have quite a few prairie plants tucked into it. I think the thing that really brought it home to me was a book that I read by Douglas Tallamy called Bringing Nature Home, where he talked about how native plants, native insects, and native birds have all evolved together. And the native insects lay their eggs on native plants. They very seldom lay eggs on plants that are not native. And the native birds mostly eat native insects. So if you don't have that cycle that begins with the native plants, then you begin to have problems, you know, down the line with supporting your native birds, for example. I think native plants are beautiful, and I really admire their ability, you know, to last, to survive, to have found kind of a niche where things work for them.
Phyllis, let's talk a little bit about how your collaboration with Betsy Bowen evolved. I'm always fascinated to learn about how authors and illustrators work together. Did you sit down together and brainstorm? How did that work?
We did not, and that is a fairly rare situation where authors and illustrators do sit down together. I fell in love with Betsy's work when I first saw Antler Bear Canoe, and that was 20-some years ago, and I kept thinking, oh, someday I would love to have a book that she illustrated. And so when the University of Minnesota Press asked her if she would illustrate Big Belching Bog, I was just delighted. And then when I wrote the second book and they asked if she wanted to do it too, you know, what could be better? She is so good. She's such a fabulous artist, and I love how she's captured the spirit of the prairie. But, you know, the openness of the art, the lightness, the sense of sky. But that's all her. You know, she gets the manuscript, she talks to the editor, the art director, whoever she talks to, and I see the art basically when it's done.
Wow. Her artwork is a little bit different in this book for those of us that are used to her block printing style that usually has the border and some very dark, distinct outlining and lines. It is, as you say, a lot more open, and the palette is sort of paler colors, and it really kind of does give that open feeling to the book.
Mm-hmm. I really do feel like it captures the spirit of being on the prairie.
So does the author get to say, oh, I really want you to do a picture of a meadowlark here, please? Do you get any input at all?
I suppose a person could have that if they wanted. I remember years ago when I said something to an editor about this is when I was first starting out, and I said, I really saw this as more of an urban book than a rural book, this particular book that we were working on. And the editor said, oh, well, thank you for your input. And that was the end of the conversation. I really like the fact that the artist brings his or her vision to the work in the same way that the writer does. So when I see how someone else visualize the words that I wrote, it's always a surprise and it's always a delight because they bring so much more to it than if I had said, oh, could you do this or could you do that?
Well, there's a reason in many cases why authors are authors and illustrators are illustrators. Of course, some people manage to do both, but it's wonderful when you have respect for one another as an artist and say, you got this. But what a leap of faith that is for you.
You know, once you write something, once you write a book and it moves into that process that it's going to become published and go into other people's hands, it's really out of your hands. People will read it. They will take what they want from it. I guess it is a leap of faith, but it's not a hard one to make. I'm just grateful that this book is going out into the world. I hope that people do plant little pockets of prairie and bigger pockets of prairie. There's no way to restore the native prairie in the sense that it once was. It just can't be done. And from what I've read and what I've talked to people about, we didn't even actually know the whole complexity of the prairie before it was mostly gone. You know, how all the different elements, how fire, how bison, how all of those worked together. But that doesn't mean we can't do little bits here and there that I believe will have an impact.
Phyllis, your book is wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us to talk some more about it this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Phyllis Root is the author of a book called Plant a Pocket of Prairie. It is illustrated by the Northland's Betsy Bowen, and she joined us this morning to talk about it a little bit on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.